Today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Lamed, and we're beginning at the two dots that's about 15-20 lines down, right next to the Tosos Avua de Shmuel. And we quote the Mishnah, where it said, HaRochev al HaChamor v'chule, if somebody's riding on a donkey, we said they're allowed to daven even on the donkey if there's no alternative. So the Brice expands on this. It brings down the Tosefta. Tana Rabban, HaYarochev al HaChamor, if a person was riding on a donkey, V'yigiyazman tefila, and now it's time to daven. So what should he do? So obviously, if you're able to, you get off the donkey, and you daven properly, and that's certainly the L'chatchila, the ideal. However, if you don't have somebody over there, what are you supposed to do? So he says, Im yesh lo mi sheyochaz es chamoro, if somebody's able to hold on to your donkey, in other words, you'll have peace of mind and you'll be able to daven. So then, yered, get off the donkey and go lamata, vispalel, and daven a proper shemana esrei, because somebody's watching your donkey, you're not scared. It's going to run away, it's going to hurt you, and it's being taken care of. However, vim lav, if there's nobody to take care of the donkey, and if you get off the donkey, it's going to run away or be a danger, so yeshe b'mekom, you're allowed to sit on the donkey and daven vispalel. Ideally, you should not try and continue going with the donkey. You should try to stop at least so you'll have some kavana. Same halacha applies if somebody's in a car. If you can get out of the car and daven, fine. But if it's a dangerous area or it's a highway and you can't get out of the car, so if you're not driving, so you can daven over there. If you're driving, you should try to pull over into a safe place and, in fact, then say the Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi says, Ben kach u ben kach yeshev b'mekomo v'yispalo. He says, in both situations over here, you're allowed to go and sit on the donkey and daven, because lefish ein daitum yushevus alo, because you won't be able to daven properly even if somebody's holding on to the donkey. Omer Rava had repaskin, other saves itim, Rav Shub and Levi, halacha kirevi. We pack paskin like this sheet over Rebbe. Tosa says, in halacha kirevi, shalo yerid lamata, you don't have to get off the donkey. Vafilu shalo b'machem sekani, even if it's not a dangerous place. Vafilu b'mahalech mispala, and even if the donkey's going, you're allowed to daven, v'yino tzorech l'haqsi uponim kinegu yushalayim. And in this situation, we're going to learn that you don't even have to go and direct your body face towards Yerushalayim, because you may be going in the wrong direction, and that would be dangerous. So that's what the Gemara says, is the halacha. Tana Rabbanan, Brisa continues another Tosefta. Suma, a blind person, he obviously can't see which direction is Yerushalayim. Umisha enu yochel l'chavin es arucho, so somebody doesn't know which way is Yerushalayim. So what should he do? We're always supposed to daven towards Yerushalayim, as we'll see in the Gemara. So what should this blind person do, or the person that doesn't know where Yerushalayim is? Yechavin libo kineged ov Yerushalayim. He just has to direct his heart, so to say, daven towards Hashem, even though you may not be facing in the right direction. We base this upon a pasuk in Melachim, Shenemar, Vispalu el Hashem. You should daven towards Hashem, even if you don't know which direction is. Hashem is everywhere, obviously, but you direct your tefillos towards Hashem. If a person is outside of Eretz Yisrael, you direct yourself physically towards Eretz Yisrael. Tosa says it doesn't mean your heart, it means your physical body over here. It deletes the word libo. In either event, the idea is that you're supposed to face towards Eretz Yisrael. Now, you're obviously supposed to face towards Yerushalayim. We're just using in general Eretz Yisrael here, because you're in Chutz Loretz, you're going to be facing towards Eretz Yisrael, which means, of course, towards Yerushalayim. So that means people to the east of Eretz Yisrael are going to be facing west. People to the west of Eretz Yisrael are going to be facing east. So therefore, Yechavin eslibo kineged Eretz Yisrael. And this is also based upon a pasuk in Malachim. Shenemar vispalu elecha derech artzom. So you should daven towards Hashem, towards the land of Eretz Yisrael. Hayomi Eretz Yisrael. If somebody's in Eretz Yisrael, he's up in Haifa. Yechavin eslibo kineged Yerushalayim. He faces south towards Yerushalayim. If you're in the Negev, you face north towards Yerushalayim. Shenemar, again, the pasuk from Malachim, Bispalu el Hashem derech ha'ir asher bacharta. You should daven towards the chosen city, towards Yerushalayim. If somebody's in Yerushalayim, Hayomi Yerushalayim. So you're in Yerushalayim. So then Yechavin eslibo kineged Beis Hamikdash. Then you go face towards the Beis Hamikdash. Shenemar Bispalu el Habayis says that you should daven towards Hashem. This is from pasuk from Divrei Hayamim. Should daven toward the Beis Hamikdash. Hayomi Beis Hamikdash. If somebody's in the Beis Hamikdash, so you're davening there. Yechavin eslibo kineged Beis Kodesh Kedusha. You're always facing towards the highest level of kedusha inside the Beis Hamikdash. The highest level of kedusha is towards the Kodesh Kedusha. Again, based upon the original pasuk from Malachim, Shenemar Bispalu el Hamakom Hazeh. You're davening towards this holy place. If somebody's in the Kodesh Kedusha, Hayomi he faces towards where the Oren was in the second Beis Hamikdash. Was no Oren, he faced towards that direction, and therefore you're again facing always towards the highest level of Kedusha, the highest greatest place on this world of Kedusha. If you're behind the Kodesh Kedusha, there was an 11 Amma space behind the Kodesh Kodesh until you got to the wall of the Azara on the westernmost side. So Yira Atzmo Kilu Lufnei HaKaporus, you should orient yourself towards the Kaporus, in other words, face towards that direction. And you can also see in the Rashash, he brings down the gears of the Rosh, Hofech Panov LeBeis HaKaporus, you actually turn and face towards the Beis HaKaporus. Imagine yourself facing that way and actually turn towards that way. Therefore, ultimately, from all of this, it comes out, Nimsa Omi B'Mizrach, if somebody's standing towards the Mizrach of Eretz Yisrael, or the Har HaBayis, or the Kodesh Kadoshim, so Machzir Panav L'Marav, then you're facing towards that, towards the west. B'Marav, from the western side, Machzir Panav L'Mizrach, as I said. B'Doro Machzir Panav L'Tzofen, if you're north, you face towards, if you're south, you face towards the north, and B'Tzofen, if you're north, then Machzir Panav L'Dorim, you face towards the south. This way, Nimsu Ko Yisrael M'Chuvonim Eslibam L'Mokom Echo. This way, everybody is directly facing, or at least thinking towards the same place. If you don't know how to face there, you're at least thinking towards that place. Where's the pasuk that supports this? So the Vilna Gaon asks over here, the Chadash Gam Yishanim brings down the Vilna Gaon and says, we just brought down all the pasukim. What are you asking on me, Mikra? So he answers beautifully. He says that all of this was during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So you might think that only then do you face towards Yerushalayim. But what about B'Churbana? Nowadays, Rechman al-San, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. What should one do? So he brings down, this applies even nowadays, and that's why he brings this specific pasuk that says, "Kimigdal David Savarecha Banui." This refers over here to Talpios, the tail shekol pios ponimba. This is called over here a little mound. The talpios is a little mound, which implies a destruction, that there was a churban over here, and nevertheless, everybody's facing towards, even when we never don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we still face towards that holy place. Some of the Forshim point out, so how come over here, when we're in New York, we face east? We really should be facing southeast. So they point out, everybody knew where Eretz Yisrael was in terms of the north and south orientation. It's just always east and west they didn't know, so we wanted to direct ourselves b'davka towards east. But it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that when you're in New York, for example, you should face east, but you should also be turning somewhat south if possible. Gemara continues and says, Avu d'shmu v'levi, these were two Bali Plukta. They were great friends. We had stories about them earlier in the Masechta, but they were also Bali Plukta with each other. And here they say the same thing. Both of them, Shmuel's father and Levi, they said, Ki abu boy lemefak liurcha, when both of them would be going out on the road, they did the same thing. When they were going early in the morning on the road, havu makadme umasli. They would get up early and they would go, and daven Rashi says, makadme kodem hayom, before the day started, and they would daven over there. Tosus doesn't like this. Tosus says, you're not Yotzi if you daven before Amud HaShachar. So Tosos understands Kodem HaYom, meaning before Amud HaShachar. Many disagree with Tosos, however, and they point out, the Beis Yosef brings this down in the name of the Birke Yosef, who says that Rashi didn't mean over here before Olos HaShachar, he meant before Netzach Hama. In any event, they davened earlier over here. And then, the Chiyabi Moti Zman Kriyashma, this was before the Zman of Kriyashma, because it was from Olos HaShachar, let's say, it was before Netzach Hama, and it wasn't yet Zman Kriyashma, which, as we pointed out earlier, is a later point of time than Olos HaShachar, albeit before Netzach Hama. So then they would read Kriyashma. Kiyabi Moti Zman Kriyashma, Karu, they would read Kriyashma at that point in time. Kiman, who does this go like? Ki Haitana. This goes like the following Tosefta. The Tanya says in this Bryce, in this Tosefta, Hishkim Lotzeis Lederech. A person has to get up early to go on the road. So Mevi'in lo shofar v'tokeya. If it's a day of Rosh Hashanah, he's going on the road. He's obviously going for some sort of a mitzvah, and all the Mepharshim point out, he's not being over tchum over here. Either he made an Erev tchumim, or there are little huts, the burginin, that are extending his tchum, or he's not actually going beyond the tchum, but he's on the road for whatever the reason, and he has to blow shofar, because he's not going to have a shofar on the road. So he's allowed to go and blow shofar over here now. Or it's a day of Sukkot, and he has to go shake the lulav and esrog, so he can shake it before he goes on the road. So if they give him, if it's a day of Sukkot, lulav u'menaneya, or it's Purim, Megillah, v'koriba. So he does all of these things early in the morning. Ukishiyaki is Zman Kriyashma. This is all done before Zman Kriyashma. Now he reaches Zman Kriyashma, he's on the road, kore. Now he goes and meets Kriyashma. Hishkim leishev v'karon o b'svina, if he's going on a wagon or on a boat. The Mepharshim point out that both of these are somewhat shaky. They're not so stable, and therefore a person's scared to daven Shemon Esrei on those shaky types of transportations. So mispalel, he davens at home before he goes. Ukishiyagi is Zman Kriyashma, and when he's on the boat or on this wagon and it reaches Zman Kriyashma, then kore. Then he reads Kriyashma over there, because that doesn't require so much kavana. Rav Shimon ben Elazar omer, Ben kach, kori kriyashma. In both situations over here, he reads kriyashma, and then umispalo. And then he says Shmona Esri. He doesn't say Shmona Esri earlier. Kidei shiyismoch gula l'tfila, and then he should do gula l'tfila over here together. The end of the Go'al Yisrael and the Shmona Esri should be one next to each other, as we've already pointed out many times. So there's a machlokas over here between Avua Dishmuel Levi and Levi and Rav Shimon Elazar. So B'mai Kamifli, what are they arguing about? What's the underlying thought process to their machlokis? Both Avua Dishmuel and Levi say that it's much better for a person to stand the Shmona Esrei standing up. And in these means of transportation that we're talking about, you wouldn't be able to say it standing up. Umar Sov, Rav Shimon Elazar says, no, it's better to say it in a shakier way, but be mesamech gula l'tvila, that's odif. So that's what they're arguing about. Mereimar Mazutra, these two great Amoroyim, have a makante be'asara b'shabbat of the rigla. They would give a shir on the Shabbos for the Shlosh Regalim. This is very similar to what we have, a Shabbos HaGodl Drosha. So they would give the shir, and a lot of people would be gathered, and they wouldn't have time to go and daven during the shir, because they were saying the shir. Other people would slip out and daven during the shir. It was a long shir. So what would they would do is they would gather a minion before the shir, and they would go and daven umatzlu in that situation, and then they would go to the shir and give the shir. That's what Mirema Ramazutra did. Rav Ashi, however, matzle bahadi tzibura biyochid. He would go, and while he was giving the shir, he would tell the meturgeman a long piece. The meturgeman, the person who would be telling the people in the vernacular tongue, he would speak in Hebrew, and he would, the meturgeman would tell it over to the people in the vernacular Aramaic, and while the meturgeman was speaking to the people and telling over the shir, he would quickly daven over here. While they were together in the tzibur, he would daven b'yichidus, miyushav, while he was sitting down. He said the Shemoneh Esrei, even sitting down, because Zrashi says he didn't want to make everybody be matriach to stand up. If he stood up, they'd all have to stand up. And then, after the shir was over, Kiavioso Lebeisim came back to his house, hadru matzli mu'umot. He would go say the Shemoneh Esrei standing up back at his house, and the reason is because now he could daven with the kavana. When he was sitting down before, he wasn't able to daven with proper kavana, and now he could daven with proper kavana. So his practice, Rav Ashi's practice, was different than Mereimar and Mazutra, and different than Avua Dishmul and Levi. So the Gemara asks, Amalei Rabbanan, the rabbis asked him, Ula Avid Marak and Mereimar Mazutra, why didn't you get a minion together like Mereimar and Mazutra did and daven before the shir? Amalehu, he said, Trichali Milsa. Rashi explains over here, Li'acher Beis HaMedrash Ad She'espalot. He didn't want to do it. He didn't want to delay the shir. And if the shir was supposed to start a certain time, he wouldn't have time to go and daven beforehand with the minion. So that's why he didn't do this. The Rashash asks over here, why didn't we say before that he didn't want to trouble himself to make a minion like we said earlier on Daf Zayin? So he says over here, then they would have asked him, why didn't you daven b'yichidus, even if you want to get a minion? And that's exactly what the Gemara now says. Ula'ovid mar ki'avu adishmul olevi, why didn't you daven alone b'yichidus, even though you didn't have one, weren't able to get a minion, because it would have delayed the daven. Delayed the start of the shir. So Amalu, he said to them, Lo chazina lula rabbanan kashishi minan da avide hachi. I didn't see my elders. I didn't see the rabbis of my generation that were before me go and do this. So therefore, I didn't do this myself as well. Now we go to the next Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the great sage Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we've had mentioned multiple times, including in the recent shir where he was made the Nasi, his opinion was, Omer, ain't tfilas ha-musafin elo b'chever ha'ir. You don't daven musaf except with chever ha'ir. What is chever ha'ir? Rashi says, lo tiknua elo b'tzibur. We only do this over here with a tzibur. There's no concept of tfilas musaf by yourself. The Rabbi Yonah wants to suggest over here, this is because the tefillah musaf is a tefillah connected the carbon musaf, and the carbon musaf was a communal obligation. It was a carbon tzibur and not an individual, and therefore the tefillah of musaf can only be done b'chever ir. The Chacham disagree, and this is, of course, how we paskin. Chacham say b'chever ir, v'shalom b'chever ir. You can say musaf with a tzibur, but even if you're davening alone, you can say musaf when you're davening alone as well. Not a problem. The Tiferes is all brings down over here that we say specifically over here, Shalom b'chever ha'ir, he used this lashon to let us know that even if there is a chever ha'ir, one is still able to go and daven b'yichidah. So that's why it says you can daven b'chever ha'ir or v'shalom b'chever ha'ir, even alone. That's the opinion of Chacham, that's the halach l'maisa. We, of course, daven musaf. If you can't have a minion, you daven it b'yichidah, even though there is a minion that is going to be saying it. Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Komokum Shiyei Shom Chever Ir, wherever there is a Chever Ir, then Yochid is Potter, which sounds very much like the Tanakama, Potter Mitzvilas HaMusafim. He doesn't have to say Musaf. So the Gemara starts off right away and asks, why is there a difference between what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of his Rabbi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said? So Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tanakama, Morris says they sound like they're saying the exact same thing, only if there's a Chever Ir. Shmuel says, no, look carefully. There's a difference between them. Yochid shelo b'chever ir. If an individual is alone and there is no chever ir, the Tanakhama sovar potter. The Tanakhama seems to say it's only said with a minion. And if you do sovar, then you'd be chayv in that situation. If there's a chever ir, you don't have to say it. But if there is no chever ir, then you do have to say it. So he paskins over here that the correct halachic answer is that you say it like the opinion of Yehuda in the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin, sharper commerce, that's very correct. The Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel himself said the same thing. I never myself davened Ibiyachidos, the Tfilah of Musaf when I was in Ardoi, I only davened it with the Tzibor. Levar, except Mehau Yoma, one time, the Osa Pulmusa de Malka Lemosa, one time the king's legion came, and the army came, Vatri the Rabbanan, and it caused a lot of tumult over there, and the rabbis weren't able to get together for a minyan. I guess maybe the Memshal or the government, the troops over here didn't let them daven together. Lot Salu. And they couldn't daven in the minyan. Therefore, b'tzolot libiyochid. Therefore, I said musaf that time by myself because there was no chaverir. But haboy yochid, this was the situation of a yochid shalom chaverir, which, in the situation when there is no chaverir, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Elazar ben Azariah, said you do daven musaf. Now, Yosef Rabbi Chanina Kara. Rabbi Chanina, who was known as Kara. So the standard understanding of this is that he was a baki in the psukim. However, there's a very interesting explanation that's brought down by the Beis Yosef, the name of the Magid Taluma, that said he was a beam salesman. A Korah is a beam. And this is an analogy over here to the part of the beam that sticks out over the house that has no purpose whatsoever. And since the statement that he's going to make, he's going to be told, go take it outside. So, like, so to say, go with the beam over here outside the house where it has no purpose because your statement is incorrect. In any event, Rabbi Chanina Kara, the standard way to understand this, he was a baki in psukim, he said the following halacha, kamei de Rabbi Yanai. So he said, first he was Yosef, he was sitting, and then v'yosef, he was sitting again. So it means that when he was asking the question, he stood up, and then he was able to sit down. That's the standard explanation of what the Gemara says, Yosef, and then it says v'yosef again. So what does it mean? It means he was originally sitting down, he then stood up, asked the question, and then was given permission to sit back down when they gave the answer. So he said, so he also passed in this way and said that the halach is that you say musaf b'chever ir only, unless there's no chever ir, then you can say b'yachidus. So he said this in front of Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai told him, take it outside. Amale, puk kara, you, Rabbi kara, you take it outside. Karech lebra, bring your statement outside because it's incorrect. The ain halachic Rabbi Yehuda, Shom Yishom, Rabbi Lezman, Azari, because in fact, we don't paskin this way. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and he receives Rabbi Yanai, did soli, behodar soli. I myself saw one time Rabbi Yanai davening and then davening again. So that implied over here that he was davening Musaf the second time after he davened Shachris. Amar Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Zerah, so Rabbi Yirmi said to Rabbi Zerah, maybe the Dilma may kara lo kivin daite. Maybe he was really davening Shachris twice. And the first time he didn't have the right kavana, ublusov kivin daite. And only the second time did he have the right kavana. And that's why he davened Shachris twice. But you can't bring me right here that he was davening Musaf. So he responded and he said, Omale, Chazi man gavur rabba, dekumasayid alei. Wait a second, who's talking over here? This is Rabbi Yochanan saying that I myself saw Rabbi Yanai daven twice. Rabbi Yochanan would have checked into it and would have made sure that it wasn't just that he made a mistake, he didn't have kavana, and that's why he davened Shachris the second time. Obviously, he saw that he was davening Musaf. And in fact, the gears of the Madani Yantin bringing down from the Yishalmi, it says beferish over there that Rabbi Yochanan saw that he davened Musaf as the second tefillah. Now, Ravami Ravasi, it says over here, Afogav the Havulut Leisar Be Knishta B'Tveria. Even though there were 13 shuls in Tveria, we had this Gemara earlier on. It's brought over here again to teach us how this din applies even to Musaf. The Rush brings this down that even though this Smais of Ravami Ravasi was already taught to us previously, they restated over here to teach us that this is true even for Tvilas Musaf. You might have thought you have to daven Bechever Ir, so this comes to teach us the halacha is not like that, you daven it even Bechidus. So it tells us again that the Lohavi Matzlu, they specifically wanted to daven in a place where they learned rather than in a place where they where the shuls were. Now this implies that they davened without a minyan. That in and of itself is a very big machlokus. Many suggest that they davened over there with a minyan as well. And therefore some aren't goruses over here. The Chokh Shlomo points out that the Rif is not goruses over here because he disagrees with Tosos over here. Tosos says that they didn't daven with a minyan. Show you mispalim biyochid, the top Tosos. And that's why they davened, because they felt that it was more important for them to daven biyachidus where they learned than to daven with a minyan in the shul. But the Chokh Shlomo brings down that the Rif doesn't goris this, and he says, no, of course they daven with the minyan, and that's why this isn't supposed to be over here, and the Rif puts this Gemara elsewhere and doesn't bring this down over here, because it has nothing to do with our sugya. In any event, halach l'maisa, as we pointed out back when we learned this earlier on Rav Ami Rasi, that today, even a Talmud Chacham that spends a lot of time learning should daven with the minyan, leave his place where he learns to go and daven in the place where everybody else davens, because people will be choshesh that this davening isn't important if he doesn't go and daven. The Gemara continues and says, "Itmar Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi Mishum Ravenu." It's brought down over here that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Adimi said in the name of Rabbeinu, which is usually Rabbi. Sometimes it's Rav, but here it's Rav, as Rashi points out. He also passed like this opinion that it's Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So he also davened twice. So Amalei Rezera, my time of Ovid Mar Hochi. Why did you daven twice? Ilemu Mishum Delo Kivin Mar Daite. Is it because you didn't over here have kavanah the first time? But we learned that you don't daven a second time if you didn't have a kavanah the first time. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Leolam Yimod Odemis Atzmo Im Yochol Lechavinis Libo Yispalo Vim Lav Ayispalo. How could it ever be that you don't have kavanah when you daven? Then don't daven in the first place. If a person knows that he can't have kavanah, he shouldn't daven in the first place. So obviously he must have had kavanah the first time. So the second time was musaf. What do you want to say? That maybe he forgot to say Yalav Yavo, and that's why he's saying again the Yalav Yavo over here. Now the Rif and others are in choruses over here, but we'll just read it. So he says, we have a brisa that says that that's not correct. If a person forgot to say Yalav Yavo by Ma'ariv time, we don't make the person repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And that is halacha l'maaseh, we'll see, but not for the reason that we're about to say. Because we'll say it at Shachar's time, and it'll be maskir, the inyana of the yom, of Rosh Chodesh, so therefore we can say it by Shachar's time. Here they say it by Shachar's as well. Because he can say it, even if he didn't mention it by Shachar's, he'll say it by Musaf. Now we don't say Yalav Yov, of course, in Musaf, but it means you'll say me'ein hayom. You'll discuss the korbanos of Musaf in the Tvila of Musaf, and that would be adequate as a haskara, as a mention of Rosh Chodesh. No, if you forgot to say it in Musaf, how can you forget to say it in Musaf? So the answer is, Rashi says that by accident he davened a regular Shemoneh Esrei in Musaf and didn't say Yalav Yavo. So if he didn't say any mention of Rosh Chodesh in Musaf, so ein machzir so also. Why? Because you still can mention Rosh Chodesh in Mincha time, and therefore you don't go back. So you see over here, it can't be that he forgot to say Rosh Chodesh, and that's why he davened a second Shemoneh Esrei. It must be that he was davening Musaf. So Amalei says, no, lav it maraloh, you can't bring it right from there. Amar Yochanan Bitzibur Shano. This brice over here is telling us that you don't go back only if you're davening with the tzibur. And the understanding that Rashi has is because you'll hear the shliach tzibur say this. And this effect is the halacha l'maisa. If a person is davening in a tzibur and he forgot to say Yalav Yavo, he could technically be yotzei with the chazaras hashatz. It's brought down. It's very difficult to do that, so it might be better for him to say mila b'mila along with the chazan. So that's the first teretz that Rashi gives over here. That's why in a tzibur it's different, because in a tzibur you can listen to the chazaras hashatz. If there is no chazaras hashatz, you're davening alone, so then you'd have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And that explains the stira over here between these two ideas. A second opinion that Rashi gives over here is that it's talking about the shliach tzibur. When he's davening as a shliach tzibur, if he realizes he forgot Yalav Yavo, so he shouldn't repeat his another silent Shemoneh Esrei, because that's a tircha de tzibura. But he, in fact, can be yotzei with his chazaras hashatz. But if you're davening by yourself at your house, then you'd have to repeat it if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo. Now, the din is that by Yalav Yavo, by Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back and say it, as the Gemara will tell us, because they weren't Mekadesh the Chodesh at night. But all other times, and even on Chol HaMoed, when you're saying Yalav Yavo at Ma'ariv, you do have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo. Again, if you're in a tzibur, and the tzibur is going to say Chazaras HaShatz, technically you can be yotzi with them, but you have to make sure you listen to every single word, and therefore it's suggested you probably say it along Mila B'Mila with them, or just repeat it yourself. There's a whole separate discussion that if you're going to daven Musaf still, so maybe you don't have to mention Yalav Yavo. And in fact, if you did daven Musaf, you didn't forget about Yalav Yavo, but then you daven Musaf, and you realized afterwards that you didn't say Yalav Yavo, then many would say that you don't have to say Yalav Yavo again. You don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei again, because you were maskir Rosh Chodesh during the daytime. Again, this is a very complicated sugi in halacha. We don't have time to go into it right now. The Gemara continues and says, "Kama yisha bein tefila l'tefila." When you do have to say a second Shemoneh Esrei, as Rashi points out over here, for example, saying over here, Mishesh Lov Lach Zvil Ispalo, you have to say a second Shemoneh Esrei because you forgot some insert. Or Mishum Dito, because you made a mistake. Or Mishum Musafim, or because it's Shachris and then Musaf. So how much do you wait in between each Shemoneh Esrei? So if Huna Verav Chista, Chadamar Kadesh Tischonein Daito Olav, Chadamar Kadesh Tischolol Daito Olav. These two ideas sound very similar, but they're using a different word. In fact, there's no difference in halacha between them. The first opinion, we don't know whether this was Huna Ruchista. The first opinion said a lashon of tischonim, which is a lashon of tchina, of a supplication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second lashon was a lashon of tischola, which is a lashon of begging and entreating HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go and do your wishes. So why did each one use the lashon that they did? So the Gemara explains, Man diyamakadesha tischonim daito Allah, the one who said that it should be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should, I should have my supplications before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he used the lashon of tchina. That's because it's based upon the pasuk. The siv veschanan el Hashem. Moshe davened to Hakadosh Baruch Hu his 515 tefilos, the gematria of veschanan. So it uses the lashon of tchina. So that's why he said over here that a person kadesha tuschonin died to a law. Person should wait enough that he could have a break in between the two shmonesis to get his thoughts together. The Tosos over here brings down from the Yushami that this is kidei hiluch arba amos, the amount of time that it takes a person to walk dalet amos. The other man, the Yama, says, man, the Yama, kidei tischol al die to love, you entreat, to beg, implore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, d'chsev, v'yichal Moshe, that's also a lashon of tchina. So they're both different lashonos, tchila and tchina. Amar Van, Amar Rav, what's the halacha, tov lo hiskish, Rosh Chodesh Arvis? If a person forgot to say Yalav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh in Ma'ariv, ein machzir so, you don't make him go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Why? And here's the halacha l'maisel, if he shein beisin, mekachin as a chodesh elo b'yom, because beisin doesn't normally go and have court sessions at night, and they needed to have a court session to be mekadish to chodesh when the days that they did the Kiddush Levana by Re'ia. They would see the Levana, and the witnesses would come, and that was a court case, so it had to be done during the day. You're not allowed to do a court case at night. So therefore, they wouldn't ever declare Rosh Chodesh at night. So therefore, by Marv, it's technically not Rosh Chodesh, even though we know the calendar says it's Rosh Chodesh, and therefore, they wouldn't do the Kiddush HaChodesh at night. Therefore, we don't say Yalav Yavu at night. You don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. You do say Yalav Yavu. You don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei if you forgot to say Yalav Yavu at Marv time. That's only for Rosh Chodesh, as I said. Amar Ameima, Mistavra, Milso, Durav, Bechodesh Mole, Abu Bechodesh Choser, Machzir Noso. A Meimer qualified what Rav said, this didn't, that Rav Anan said in the name of Rav, that you don't repeat Rosh Chodesh, Ma'ariv time. If you forgot Yalav Yavu, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. It's only when you're dealing over here with a two-day Rosh Chodesh, because the first day of Rosh Chodesh, it may not really be Rosh Chodesh. But on the second day, when so to say, the Chodesh is miskadish by itself, so then you would say Yalav Yavu. But that's not how we paskin. We paskin, l'maisa, that we don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei for either the first day or the second day, based upon what the Gemara is going to say in a moment. However, because of this idea that there is a potential, at least understanding, difference between the first and the second day, the post can bring down that one should be especially careful not to miss out saying Yalav Yavo on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, because theoretically one could make the argument that it definitely is Rosh Chodesh and you shouldn't have to say the Shemoneh Esrei again if you weren't maskir Yalav Yavo. In any event, the Gemara says, what the halacha l'maaseh is, omar Ravash l'meimar, michtei. Let's take a look. Why did Rav Anan Omar Rav say that you can't say the Shemoneh Esrei again by Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh if you forgot it? So it says, Rav Taima Kama, Rav gave us a reason, because Beis Din doesn't sit at night. So therefore, Mali Chosim, Mali Moli. What does that have to do with whether the Chodesh is a 29-day month or a 30-day month? Bottom line is, El Lo Shna, and that's the Loch Lamaisa. We do not say over here, we repeat the Shemoneh Esrei for Yalav Yavo, if in fact a person did not remember to say it during the Ma'ariv Shemoneh Esrei. That concludes the parak of Tfilas HaShachar, Hadron Lech Tfilas HaShachar, Hadron Lech Tfilas HaShachar, Hadron Lech Tfilas HaShachar, and this is a good break point over here. We'll pick up Yitzhak Shem on Monday with the new parak, the fifth parak, Ein Omdim.